It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. First time of joining us, I would like to specially welcome you to the Open Heaven Hour. This is the time of the day where we get together, learn, share, and just get what the Lord has to tell us for each and every single day, because we believe on this show that God has something to say to us every morning. That is why we gather each and every single day, to hear what God has to tell us. So that is why I'm very, very certain that you are not here by mere coincidence. This is a divine orchestration. The Lord wants you to be here because he has something special to tell you this morning. So that is why I want to welcome you to this very, very special episode. And if you're frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for the Open Heaven Hour. So I want you to spread the news and let everybody know that it is time for our devotion. Grab your pens, grab your Bibles, grab your notepad, and let us go into the Word for today. Today is the 24th day in the month of September 2024, and indeed we are grateful for a brand new day. Today we'll be looking at a topic which is a continuation from what we had yesterday. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says, Help Meet Indeed. Help Meet Indeed. Part 2, Help Meet Indeed, Part 2. And we'll be looking at a Bible for the year. Bible in 1 year is taken from Habakkuk chapter 1 to chapter 3. Habakkuk from chapter 1 to chapter 3. Our aim today is aim 4. To the work, we are servants of God. To the work, we are servants of God. Our memory verse today will be taken from Proverbs chapter 12, verse 4. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 4, which says, A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is at rottenness in his bones. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 4. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in the bones. Our Bible reading today will be taken from Proverbs chapter 31, from verse 10 to 31. Proverbs chapter 31, from verse 10 to 31. From verse 10 it says, Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her. So, he will have no lack of a gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like the merchant's sheep. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her husband and household, and a portion for her maid servants. She considers a field and buys it. From her profit, she plants a vineyard. She guards herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good, and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hands hold the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hand to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise in the gates. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. The manual today says, today I will conclude my teaching on what it means to be a true helpmate. There are wives who parade themselves as helpmates, but they are not. As a wife, if you hide money, saying, my money is my money, and my husband's money is our money, then you are not a helpmate. To help someone, you must be willing to sacrifice your resources. You cannot claim to be helping when you do not meet needs that you can easily afford to. Yes, it is a husband's responsibility to take care of the home, but whenever you can afford it, it will be very helpful to say, don't worry about this, I will have it taken care of. Helping someone entails taking burdens off the person and not watching him or her carry them alone. As a helpmate, you must be fully involved in what your husband does. Be there to help him in areas he needs help, especially when he asks for it. You cannot be a helpmate if you are not submissive. If you are to help someone with something, they will give you instructions on how to help them. When they give you instructions, your answers should be, yes, darling. If you say no, you are clearly not willing to help. If you want to suggest a better idea, your answer should be, how about we do it this way? As opposed to an outright no. If you are truly interested in your husband's success, you will do all you can to help him. When I moved my family to Redemption Camp, it was not convenient for my wife. We moved from a city to the middle of a forest, and the house we moved into had no windows. This is where the Open Heavens International Center is today. Not only did my wife move into such inconvenience, but she also began rigorous rural evangelism in the surrounding areas. She gathered a small team to help her and would travel to many villages several kilometers away, preaching the gospel. Some people didn't want to hear about Christ, while some said that they were already part of a bigger church denomination. However, she persisted and was able to establish more of the parishes we have around the city today, even all the way to Ibafor, which is about 20 kilometers away. She's a perfect example of a helpmate, one that gets involved and does everything in her power to see her husband succeed. Today's Open Heaven comes to the reflection that says, are you really your husband's helpmate? If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody, you might be thinking of blessing a wife today or a single sister that is preparing for marriage. These messages are messages that people need to hear, and that is why we would need you to share the messages to as many people as possible. If you would like to be a channel of blessing to somebody and you're wondering how you want to share, you can share by simply visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to share. The link will pop up above. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT every morning on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And on our mobile app. Our mobile app is available for download on Play Store and Apple Store for your Android devices and your Apple devices. You can have them downloaded. This will enable you to listen to our Open Heaven Hour as well as other amazing shows throughout the day. Thank you for joining us today, but do not touch that dial because we have an important announcement immediately after this show. Please stay tuned till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Have a beautiful day. God bless this far. And who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you. Just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that You are the Son of God. I accept You as my personal Lord and Savior. I give You my past for a brand new future in You. Thank You because I know You have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.